lived a loving service of the Lord does not finish with the end of life. He continues perpetually and is therefore called Amrita, that which does not die but exists eternally.
This is the importance of Krishna consciousness, that in the Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, Tattva sadhanmam charanamujam hare bhajan napakotho papetato jedi jatra pava avhatra abhut anushake kuvathe apto abhajatam sadhanam. Despite sometimes they say that in this moment, just like the cinema, the hippies are joining, accepting that hippies are hippies, money, they are useless. They are joining. And Bhagavad says that those who are very beautiful, they are called sadharma nishtha. Sadharma nishtha, according to Vedic culture. There are different divisions of the society. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha. So these are called sadharma, means engaged in one's occupational duty. That is called sadharma. Or in the modern sense, somebody is engaged in business, somebody is engaged in other occupation, profession, then every man has got some engagement. That's a fact. So Bhagavad says that tattva sadhanma charanam bhujam hare. Anyone, even by sentiment or by any reason, he gives us his own occupation and duty and takes shelter of Krishna or joins this Krishna consciousness movement. Tattva-sadhanmam charanam-bhajam-bhare. All right, if one has joined the Krishna consciousness movement, doing very nicely, is improving, that's all right. But if he falls down, because sometimes they come out of sentiment, join this movement, and again falls down. Sometimes, not very occasionally. But there is chance, because Maya is very strong, one may fall down. Bhagavad says, bhajan apakotha patit katujiji. He is not mature. In an immature state, by some reason or other, if he falls down, then, yatra kava avadra hut avusakin. Then what is the loss there? There is no loss. Suppose he joined out of sentiment and executed devotional service for some time under the direction of the spiritual master according to the regulation of the shastra. But, incidentally, he falls. He becomes a victim to the Maya. The Bhagavad says still there is no loss. There is no loss. On the other hand, a person who is engaged in his occupational duty very sincerely, he has not become a devotee. Bhagavad says, what does he gain? The one who is engaged in his occupational duty very sincerely, doesn't care for Krishna consciousness, then Bhagavad says, what does he gain? He doesn't gain anything. But that man who joined the Krishna consciousness movement out of sentiment, but immaturely he falls down, he has no loss. This is it, right understanding. Because this Krishna consciousness is the consciousness of the spirit soul. That is reality. Therefore, as the soul is eternally, the advancement in the consciousness, that also becomes an eternal aspect. That will never be lost. Even if falls down in this life, he could not execute 10% the duties in Krishna consciousness, even if falls down. So whatever he has done in this life, that becomes a permanent effect. So that from next life, the beginning chance is, in ordinary Kurmi's life, there is no guarantee that he will get next life a human body. According to his karma, he will get a body. Maybe animal body or maybe demigod's body. But there is no certainty that he will get a human body. But this man, who out of sentiment joined in Krishna consciousness movement and initially falls down, he is guaranteed to get a very nice human body. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. That Sutinam Simatangihi Yuga Bhushta Sanjaya. He gets birth in a family, Suchinam. Suchinam means pious Brahmin family or devotee's family. He will get birth. Or in this family. The second class will get in this family. But both these families will give them chance to begin where he ended his Krishna consciousness in the last life. He'll begin from there. That is his opportunity. Therefore, there is no loss. His next life as human being is guaranteed, even if he is fallen down. But the others who does not pay to Krishna consciousness, doing his own duty, but he will get a body according to his karma. But that is the difference between the karmis and the devotee. Devotee, even if he is not successful to execute the devotional schedule perfectly. Right? But whatever he has done, 10%, 20%, 50%, that is his asset. It will never be lost. That is being said. Right?
This is confirmed in all Vedic literatures. The Bhagavad Gita says that a little advancement in bhakti rasa can save the devotee from the greatest danger, that is missing the opportunity for human love.
Yes. Sarvamapi asya dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya. Just like Ajami. Ajami, in his boyhood, he was very sincere Brahmin. He was conducting devotional service under the direction of his father. But in youthhood, he fell down. He became a victim of prostitute. He forgot everything. He became a rogue, drunkard, meat eater, homer hunter, all parata. But at the end of life, when he was afraid of the Jamadutas, out of fearfulness, he called for his youngest son, whose name was Narayan. Because when you are in danger, naturally, just like a child, cries for the mother. Because mother is the only. Similarly, affection is there. Similarly, this Ajami asked for the youngest child, Narayan, but immediately he remembered that Narayan, whom he served in his boyhood. So immediately the Narayan messengers came and said, Sarvamapi, he executed very little service in his boyhood as a devotee. That saved him from the greatest danger. He was being dragged out by the men of Jamaraj, but the Vishnu Dutta came and protected him and took him to be. Sarvamapi asya dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya. By chance, he remembered Narayan because he executed Narayan's service. There he was saved.
The rasa derives from our feelings in social life, in family life, or in the greater family life, Bolshevism, philanthropism, nationalism, socialism, communism, etc., do not guarantee that one's next life will be as a human being.
Yes, there is a guarantee. Yes. Now, today I am a very great leader, minister. That's all right. But after that, there is no guarantee that he will become a young minister, a big man, big businessman. There is no such guarantee. That he will have to accept another body according to your karma. Suppose as businessman, I have done very nicely, I have given in charity, that's nice, you get better life. But for business sake, I have earned money by hook and crook, my mentality just like crocodile or dog. Then I have to become a crocodile. Because after death you are in the hands of nature. You cannot dictate that give me this and that body. No. That you have to prepare in this life. If you prepare yourself in this life to go back to home, back to Godhead, to go back to home, back to God. If you prepare your this life as a crocodile, then you become a crocodile. So God is very kind. This is how I'm supposed to say. See, it is your business. So what kind of body you are going to get next? Just like the example I was giving last night. That we are staying in this room. And suppose after a month we have to give it up. So we must find out another apartment. That it may be better or it may be lower. There is no guarantee. But if we can arrange, we can get better apartment than this. And if we cannot, we may go to Harry's apartment. This is the name. But for the devotee, at least it is guaranteed that he gets next life as a human. Not only human being, but in the family of a devotee or in the family of priest. These are alternatives. Then?
We prepare our next life by our actual activities in the present life. A living entity is offered a particular type of body as a result of his action in the present body. These activities are taken into account by a superior authority known as Vaishnava.
People do not believe this. They think that everything is going on automatically. No. There is everything, account, witness, the Lord.
Too many?
Yes. Anumanta upadrashta Shakine, the Lord Vishara Sarvabhutanam Nityase. Everything is being witnessed and that is being recorded. So, just like in an office, in government service, there is service record. And at the end of the year, everything is considered. So the man is promoted, given some bonus. On the proprietor or the director, they are not meeting that man. But the service record is there. Similarly, whatever we are doing, good or bad, that is being recorded. And it is exact. Karmana Daiva Netrena. We are acting and their superior authority, they are examining what kind of body he has to get next. That science is not being taught. That what is our next body? They are thinking that there is no next body. There is no life. This life is finished. But there is not the fact. This life I have changed. I was a child. I got next body. I was a boy. I got next body. I was a young man. I got next body. I have got this body. So I have not this body. I will get next body. Where is the divisional difference? I've already experienced the next body, next body, next body. Why not after that next one? So the intelligence is to know what is that next body. That is my hand. It's like if you become educated highly, your next post is very nice. But if you are not educated, then your next post is not very nice. Similarly, if you act in this body very nicely, Jānti Jīva Vṛtā Devān Kitrin Jānti Kitrin Vṛtā. So you can prepare your next life. So our this Krishna consciousness moment is next life to go back to Krishna directly. That is our program. How? Simply by knowing Krishna. That's all. Krishna guarantees this. Janma kamna me vidvam jrujanati tattva. If you want to go back to home, back to Godhead, simply try to understand what is Krishna. And he is explaining in the Bhagavad Gita. But if you foolishly misinterpret Krishna, then you go to hell. But if you understand Krishna, as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, then you go back to Krishna. Where is the difficulty? The rascal will not understand Krishna as Krishna says. The rascal will mislead others and mislead himself. He'll go himself to hell and he'll drag all others with him. This is it. Everything is there, very plain and clear. One has to ask according to that. He gets the benefit. But they will not allow. These rascal leaders will not allow. They will represent Krishna as something else. The only business is to kill Krishna. That's all. Not to accept that Krishna is bad. All the big commentaries in the Bhagavad Gita, you see, they're simply trying to make Krishna is not bad. It is some fictitious. It is some stone. Mental stuff. Delirious. Demonic. So, the condition is very dangerous. People are being misled. We are only, it is not our life, it is fact. We are the only institution that are trying to give the greatest benefit to the human society with the Krishna consciousness. Tattādeyam punarjanmanaiti māmeti kōntya. Anyone who understands, if he understands, it is not possible to understand fully Krishna, Krishna is unknown. But as he presents himself, Krishna, as he says himself, if you understand, Krishna says, I am the origin of everything. You get it, Krishna is the origin of everything. Yes, prove, Krishna is the origin of everything. All the acharyas, big Vedas, accepted him. Krishna is the origin of everything. Arjuna, who heard Bhagavad Gita, he accepted him. Krishna is the origin. Parabrahma, param dhāma, pavittam, parama. Why you should try to understand Krishna otherwise? What is this foolishness? But that is their scholarship. That is their knowledge. If somebody can most rascally explain Bhagavad Gita, he's a good scholar. The silly fun. He's the rascal number one, and misleading people, he is their scholar. And we are simply presenting Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna says, surrender unto me, we say surrender to Krishna. These are primitive. We are not scholars. This rascal loving way. So you want to save people from these rascals, there is Krishna consciousness. The rascals have created a situation by defying Krishna's authority. Atheistic situation, the whole world is in chaos. That must be. When there are leaders, only demons, how there can be any peace? The people are also becoming demons. So, how at this moment? It's very scientific, authorized. it would preach there is no difficulty as it is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Simply, Bhagavad Gita as it is. Then you are successful and those who hear you, they are successful. Simple method. God.
These activities are taken into account by superior authority known as Daiva, or the authority of God. This Daiva is explained in the Bhagavad Gita as the prime cause of everything.
There are five causes. Kartā, the doer, the place, the instrument, and providence. In this way, there are five causes for acting anything. Just like you are doing business. So, if you are a nice businessman, that's very good asset. If you place your business in a marketplace, there is good opportunity. If you have got sufficient capital, good instrument, and if God is favorable, then your business is successful. Similarly, in anything, there are five causes. And the ultimate cause is Daiva. You may make everything very nice. You may become maybe very good businessman, you have got sufficient capital, you are conducting your business in a very nice center, downtown, everything. But if God is not favorable, then everything is spoiled. Everything is spoiled. So therefore, this cause, favorable. Of course, God is kind to everyone. But we see sometimes that everything is perfectly done, but still it is false. Just like a man. The man is suffering from some disease, and you have employed first-class physician, first-class medicine, first-class everything, but still the man dies. What is the cause? The cause is Daiva. In spite of all your endeavors, because God does not like that he should live, You cannot fail. The same example again I want to give, the tiger. The man, the sea, very strong, and they are so assured that all the big men, they are on board the Titanic sea, and they are first turning, and immediately they are turned to this mast. That's a great incident. Therefore, this is a fact that you may arrange everything very nicely according to your best knowledge. But if God is unfavorable, then you cannot be evil. Nasadaiva param balam. Therefore it is said, there is no other superior strength than the evil. One has to accept this.
In the Srimad Bhagavatam it is stated, the man gets his next body by Daiva Nikrena, which means by the supervision of the authority of the Supreme. In an ordinary sense,
Daiva Nikrena. So we have to get our body next, according to the superior, Daiva. Superior means God, God's hand. God is witnessing what kind of body I will have.
In an ordinary sense, Daiva is explained as destiny. Daiva supervision gives us a body selected from 8,400,000 forms. The choice does not depend on our selection, but is awarded to us according to our destiny.
You cannot say that I'm India, I have got my love for India, and I will get again birth as Indian leader. You may get birth in India because you have got strong attachment, but it may not be as leader. It may be as cats and dogs, or cows or goat. Then you will be sent to the slaughterhouse, even though you are Indian. Maybe come to America. So, these are simply sentiments. There is no use, but people do not know this time. They think that I am doing right. As philanthropist, as nationalism. But he forgets that he stands at the full control of materials. You cannot plan. The ultimate plan is sanctioned by God. or by his agent, the Prakriti, you cannot make your plan. You get the result of your present activity, karma form.
If our body at present is engaged in the activities of Krishna consciousness, then it is guaranteed that we will have at least a human body in our next life. A human being engaged in Krishna consciousness, even if unable to complete the course of Bhakti Yoga, is a lot of safe birth in the higher division of human society, so that he can automatically further his advancement in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, all bona fide activities in Krishna consciousness are amrita, or permanent.
Yes, amrita. Bhakti is amrita. I hear that.
This is the subject matter of the nectar of devotion.
Yes. But
this eternal engagement in bhakti rasa can be understood by a serious student upon studying the nectar of devotion. Adoption of bhakti rasa or Krishna consciousness will immediately bring one to an auspicious life, free from anxieties, and will bless one with transcendental existence, thus minimizing the value of liberation. Bhakti rasa itself is sufficient to produce a feeling of liberation because it attracts the attention of the Supreme Lord, Krishna.
Bhakti rasa is better than liberation, mukti. Because generally the Mayavadi philosophers gaining sampradaya, they consider mukti means to merge into the spiritual existence, Brahma. Brahma sadhya mukti. To merge into the impersonal Brahma effulgence of the action. They consider it, that is the fact. And the Buddha philosophers, they think to make all these activities zero, sunnava. This meant, because on account of this combination of matter, hot water, fire, air, this body is made, the body is subjected to pains and pleasure on account of this mixture. So Buddha philosophy is that you dismantle this mixture, let heart go to the heart portion, water go to the water portion. There is no existence of the body, and there is no pain and pleasure. Make it zero. This is called sunnavad. And the Mayavadi, their philosophy is that stop this variegatedness. We are suffering pains of pleasure within this material on account of this variety. So these varieties, they are built up on the foundation of the Supreme Spirit. So merge into the Supreme Spirit and get out of these varieties. This is just philosophy. So the Buddha philosophy or the Mayavada philosophy, they are almost one, because their ultimate goal is to make things cheap. But our philosophy is different. Our philosophy is that as there are varieties in this material world, there are varieties in the spiritual world. That variety is just like the sky. In the sky, there are varieties. There are different kinds of planets floating in the sky. Ordinarily seeing in daytime, we see the sky is bigger. It is not better. It is the defect of my eyes that I cannot see the varieties. At night we can see the varieties. There are so many planets, so many stars, and each of them full of varieties, just like this planet. We learn from the Shastra. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanna koti kotisu asesa vasudhadi jinnā. There are innumerable universes. This universe is one only. And in each and every universe, there are millions of planets. And each of them has got special significance. Just like this moon planet, this sun planet, this earth planet, each one has got significance. Here, the bodies are earthy. In the sun planet, the bodies are fire. Fiery. And similarly, in the moon planet, the bodies are different. Each and every planet, they do not know. They want to go with this body to the moon planet. That is not possible. Just like if you want to live in the water with this body, that is not possible. You have to get a body suitable for living in the water. So that you have to prepare. That is just explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Janti jivam pratadeva. These people are going to the moon planet, trying to go. They have not gone. But they do not know that with this body, they cannot live there. That is not possible. They might be going to the moon planet in the deserted portion, and they are coming back. But moon planet is not desert. We get information. It is one of the heavenly planets. So they are not going to the right place that we have suggested in many places. So anyway, there are varieties. As there are varieties in this material world, similarly there are varieties in the spiritual. This material world is only reflection of the spiritual world. So unless we merge into, unless we get shelter in one of the planets of the spiritual world, if we simply merge into the Brahma effulgence, we cannot stay there for long. Because in the sky, if you simply fly your aeroplane, only the sky, you don't get any shelter in any planet, you will have to come back. You cannot stay in the sky. Similarly, those who are merging into the Brahma effulgence, they cannot stay there. Because we, as living entity, we want a variety. Just like when I was traveling in the, everyone has that experience, either the sky or the water. So, for weeks together, simply water, on board the sea, it becomes very much sickness. That is called seasickness. As soon as there is some land visible, oh, there's land again. Because we want variety. So, those who are trying to merge into the varietyless Brahma effulgence, they cannot stay there. That information we get from Srimad Bhagavatam. Arujya kichena param patam tata patanti adha. After great perseverance, austerity, penances, they merge into the Brahma effulgence, but they again fall down. So, that is not our ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is to take shelter under the lotus feet of the Lord. Arujyakrishena parama patanata. Jendera vindakha vimukta manina. Simply to concoct that I have become liberated. Jendera vindakha vimukta manina. Tai astabhavad avusiddha buddha. Those who are thinking that they have become liberated simply by merging into the Brahma effulgence, they are avusiddha buddha. There is still their intelligence is not very clear, not purified. Why? Now, although they have gone there and thinking that they are liberated, arujya kichena param patanata, they will fall down. They cannot remain because there is no variety. And our life, because we are living entity, we want varieties. Without variety, it is hectic. We cannot stay there. Therefore, they fall down. Those who merge into the Brahma effulgence, they fall down. Therefore, a bhakta does not accept the Brahma, Brahmanam. Brahmananda, they know Brahmananda is there, Brahmananda. There is liberation term, the material ananda. But unless one is engaged in Shivananda, service of the Lord, this Brahmananda will not be sufficient to keep him in the spiritual world.
Generally, neophyte devotees are anxious to see Krishna or God, but God cannot be seen or known by our present materially blunt senses. The process of devotional service, as it is recommended in the Nectar of Devotion, will gradually elevate one from the material condition of life to the spiritual status, wherein the devotee becomes purified of all designations. The senses can then become uncontaminated, being constantly in touch with bhakti rasa. When the purified senses are employed in the service of the Lord, one becomes situated in bhakti rasa life. And any action performed for the satisfaction of Krishna in this transcendental bhakti rasa state of love can be relished perpetually. When one is thus engaged in devotional service, all varieties of rasas or mellows turn into eternity. In the beginning, one is trained according to the principles of regulation under the guidance of the acharya or spiritual master. And gradually, when one is elevated, devotional service becomes automatic and spontaneous eagerness to serve Krishna. There are 12 kinds of rasas.
Just like we have seen, we have experienced, sometimes the car becomes blocked, but if some fellow pushes it, we have got this experience. What is called that? Chopta. Then you get down and push the car, and blah, 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 goes. Similarly, the bhakti rasa is there in everyone's heart. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti. Because we are part and parcel of Krishna. Just like father and son. Say father and son may be separate for many, 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 many years. But as soon as they meet together, again the same episode comes. Again the same episode comes. Wife and husband. Therefore, sannyas is strictly prohibited to see his wife. Because there is staunch affection. By meeting, again that affection may come. In the foreigner, that is strictly prohibited, at least. Other members can be seen, but not the wife. So, the fact is that we have got devotion for Krishna. That is fact. But somewhere or other, we are separated and we have forgotten. So as soon as by this regulatory principle, by the order of the spiritual master, by the injunction of the shastra, we begin devotional service. That's just like our students do here. They are offering arati, they are offering grace, offering these are the items of option. Hearing about him, chanting about it. This devotional service is a pushing process. And as soon as the energy comes, then they automatically. No more pushing. Automatically. This pushing process is required. So, just to invoke or revive the dormant Krishna consciousness. Therefore, this bhakti process has to be. And Krishna also says, bhaktya māma vijānāti, javārjasyāmi tattva. Because the simple process is, if you understand Krishna tattva in truth, then your life is successful. As soon as you understand Krishna tattva, then tattva deham punarjanma naiti, you don't have again in this material world. Don't get any material for it. You go back from that. And this tattva, to understand Krishna tattva, you have to practically use it. This jnana process or the karma process or the yoga process, it can push you little farther. But just like if you push the car little farther, but unless the energy of the car comes into action, then the car will not go. So simply pushing is not sufficient. The car must come to its energy automatically, then it is. So that process is bhakti. Bhaktyamamuriyama. Yamatishtha. Alright. This is the step.
Are their bodies of a more subtle nature so that if they did go there, wouldn't be able to see them?
No, you can see them. They are not
material bodies.
You
can see them with our eyes?
Oh, yes, why not? The body is just like in the water. The bodies of the aquatics are different, but you can see them. Why not? If it is not visible, now you are seeing the moon planet. You are seeing the moon planet, so it is visible, not invisible. Our point is that these people, first of all, whether they are going to the moon planet, that is doubtful. At least stand up. Because we get information from the Shastra that there is a planet which is called Rahu, that is very near to moon. And that Rahu sometimes comes in front of the moon planet, and that is called Chandragraha, lunar eclipse. So Rahu planet is dark. So they might be going to this Rahu planet, not to the moon planet. Because that is very near. A moon planet is heavenly planet. Heavenly planet. They got the leaves. So we get this information. Or just like if somebody comes to this earthly planet and drops in the Arabian desert, then he may conclude that this is desert. But there is Europe, America, nice cities, and nice bungalows. But he has no chance to see them. So these people are going. They have no chance. Maybe they are also diverting them to the deserted portion of the moon. But they are also intelligent. That these people are coming from earthly planet, unauthorized, so let them divert it to the deserted post. There are so many things. So therefore, because if moon planet is heavenly planet, they are more intelligent than you. If you have got some machine to reach there, they have got some machine to divert it. Why not think like that? That these rascals are coming here without any immigration license. Let them be diverted to the deserted person and disappointed they will go back. So many things are there. But therefore they are not successful. Neither they will be ever successful. They take it. I may die, but you take it. Right. They will never be successful. I have already written these things in my Hindi Jan toilet plan. This is charity. It is not
possible. Is there earth in their
bodies,
or is the body made out of air?
No. This body, the five elements, earth, air, water, air, fire, the ether, and the subtle body, mind, intelligence, and ego. So, in some manner, the earthly portion may be major, the fire portion may be major, in some planet, the ether portion may be bigger, but they are all material. They are material. They are not spiritual. Spiritual body is within. Within the universe, anywhere you go, you get the material body. And according to the body, the duration of life is different. It's like a Janswa, that is also material body. And human body, that is also material body. But a jhan takes birth and dies within second or minute. We live for 100 years. And both of them material body. Similarly, Brahma has got also material body. Those who are living in the moon planet, they are also material body. In the sun planet, they are also material. 20 different varieties. They live 10,000 years.
Daiva, then have Daiva means our one 6 months become to 1 day there. Such 10,000 years. That is calculated in Bhagavad Gita. Sahasra Yuga Pajantam Arahatyan Brahmanobi. There is 12 hours. Sahasra Yuga. These four yugas, Satya Trita Dapar yugas, that 43 lakhs of years, and multiply it by 1,000, that becomes Brahma's 12 hours. So, according to the different planet, according to the orbit, the time duration, the everything is different. And 100 years and my 100 years are not the same. It is relative. According to the body, according to the size, the world, the scientific world also accepts, relative world. Your aspects of past activities is finished. Then it comes back again. You start going back to home, you come back again. This is punap punap charita charpana. Going back. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, eirupe brahmanda bhavite punabhagvati. In this way, we are wandering from one life to another, one planet to another. If one is fortunate, he gets the clue of devotional study and makes his life perfect and goes back to home, back home. Jagvatyana nimottante tantano paramama. One who goes to mind above, he is in our consciousness. This is the perfect. Rakrasa, you are scientists. So, how do you think our explanation? Does it tally with your scientific?
Science has not come to this
stage
to explain
all these But we have to take knowledge from superior authority. I am always not in knowledge. That is my position. But we take knowledge from superior authority. So we are taking knowledge from Krishna, the most superior authority. Our very system, it is advised that vijnanartham sa guru meva avigacche. That is the system which says you are a medical man. To acquire your knowledge, you have to accept the medical college, the professors. So, this is natural. If we want to know something which is not or which is unknown to me, then we have to accept a guru, a superior man. Guru means superior man. Tad vijnanartham sa guru meva avigacche. Guru means heavy or superior. That is the law. So, our process of basic knowledge is that we get knowledge from the superior, just like Brahma, Lord Brahma. He is the first original creature within this universe. And he got knowledge from God, Krishna, the Absolute. So the Vedas means the knowledge which he has, Tene Brahma Rida Aditavaya. So, there is sampradaya. Brahma imparted this knowledge to Narada. Narada imparted this knowledge to Vyasa. Evam parampara. This is our process of knowledge. We get knowledge from the superior. Everyone gets knowledge from Wikipedia. Nobody gets knowledge automatically. That is not possible. So, things which are beyond the perception of our senses, how we can get that knowledge? By our mental speculation, it is never perfect. We give sometimes this example. If you want to know who is my father, that is not possible to know, simply by mental speculation. If we approach the authority mother, we get the knowledge immediately. So, knowledge from the authority is perfect. Knowledge by mental speculation is always important. This is our conclusion. If you get knowledge, any knowledge, from the perfect, that knowledge is perfect. And if you get knowledge from imperfect, then knowledge is always imperfect. This is our process. Therefore, the Veda says, Tadvijnana thumsa guru meva vajacche. One must approach the superior who is in knowledge. Then it is. Sometimes disagree, but the point is very strong that you cannot get perfect knowledge from imperfect ones. There is no such thing. That's a fact. You can get knowledge only from the perfect. That is real knowledge. The modern scientific knowledge taking perfection. The next year again changes. This theory is changed. So they say that this is advancement. We are making progress. This means that whatever knowledge you are making your basis, that is imperfect. Progress means then you have to go to the perfect. That means the knowledge which you possess, that was imperfect. Again you say, so, from imperfect platform, we are going to the perfect. But if we get from the perfect this knowledge, then we get perfect knowledge from the perfect person. Perfect person means he does not commit mistake. He is not illusion. His senses are not imperfect. And he does not cheat. This is the four points of perfection. The cheating propensity is there. To the imperfect person, there is cheating propensity. He knows that in this point I am not very clear, but still he gives some idea. And that is cheating. There are so many Darwin's theory, others. Perhaps it may be like these words are the use. What is the use of this perhaps? That means imperfect knowledge. It may be there is something missing. So how can we live on this imperfect knowledge? Now, we don't take this knowledge. Perhaps may. It's like in the Shastra, it is said, Jalyanam Lakhas. There are 900,000 forms of aquatic life. 900,000. In the Vedas, it is said. It doesn't say, one more at two less. 900,000. Jalyanam Lakhani. Stavara Lakhavinsati. Krimayam Rudra Sankhata, the living entities. So, Veda, that is Vedic knowledge. Ved means knowledge, perfect knowledge. So, this is the process our Vedic civilization, all the great acharyas teachers, they accept knowledge from the Vedas. Because we accept it, Vedas are perfect. Sometimes they say that Vedas are also written by human beings. No, it is not written by human beings. It is thought. Therefore it is called Sruti. So, Teni Brahma Nida Adhikavai, the knowledge, Vedic knowledge was first impregnated by the Supreme Lord in the heart of Brahma.